She was a crazy kind of old mare. If she didn't want you to ride her, she'd pitch you over, or she'd try mighty hard one. If she didn't care for you riding her, why, she'd go on down the road. You could ride her from home to town, and when you get about halfway home, sometimes she'd take a notion. She'd carry you as far as she wanted to, and she'd try to dump you.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, what about those things that you put on a horse's feet, you know, to protect them?
Shoes.
Were they all the same size? Or
no. They, you had to take that horse down and trim his feet and figure out how big that shoe needed to be. You took that shoe and you put it in your blacksmith's forge, you hit it hot, and then you took it to the anvil with a hammer and you fitted it to that horse's foot.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got it fitted to his foot, then you cut it off, the ends of it, and make them the right length. Because they had to be cut off. The back end would always be too long, because they're made long enough to fit most any horse, you
mm-hmm.
see.
I see.
And you had to close them up and make them smaller, or open them out and make them bigger, whichever the horse who was. And some of them, most of them, you had them cut off. There's a rule about that much.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't, the foot behind would hang the bullet off when you try to run.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I see.
And then you held that foot up, set your shoe on there, went ahead and then drove the nail through that hole in the shoe, there's a hole in the shoe where that nail went. You drove it through there and in the hoof of the animal and turned it down then.
Uh-huh.
And then when you got on with putting all the shoes in, why, nailed in your shoes and turned them down. And then you took a pair of nippers, they called it, and cut those nails off. And then you pulled them down good and tight,
uh-huh.
make the shoes stay on.
I see. Did you ever hear of people playing games with those things?
Horseshoes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I played it a many times. Or playing horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
You had your saw growing ground, and two stood on this end, two over here, or one on each end, and you throwed your shoes. And if you could ring that post, well, you was perfect. If you couldn't ring that post, if the other fella got closer to it than you did, well, he beat you.
Mm-hmm.
He got closer to it.
Uh-huh.
Beat you. Well, he played the horseshoes.
I see.
We used to play lots of it on Sunday and as young folks.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if a little kid went to bed at night and in the morning he woke up and he was on the floor, he might say, well, during the night I must have
rolled off. Fell off, rolled off.
That ever happened to you?
Yeah, it happened to me. That's right. Kid get to kicking and scuffling around. First thing you know, it's all in bed before he knows it. Some of them, when they hit the floor, they don't hit hard enough to wake them up. I know I've done that several times.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about animals, have you ever heard any particular name for the male sheep?
The sheep. Old ram, I believe they call him.
He is a
yeah,
ram.
And the male goat was the billy goat, and the old ram was the male sheep.
Yeah. Well, what about the female sheep? What was she called?
Let's see what she was called. The female goat was called old nanny goat.
Mm-hmm.
But the sheep? Oh, I forget what that is now. I know it and I can't think of it. Save my neck.
Was it,
I don't know whether they called her the old ewe or not.
Ewe?
I know that one part of the, one of the sheep they called old ewe, and I guess it was old mama sheep. I don't know if it's called old ewe.